Hi, my name is Lee Groen, and this is A Star Walks South. Far up in the cool October sky, stars gaze down over fields of barley, mustard, and cattle. They saw farmhouses and chicken coops, dirt roads that wandered towards the familiar lights of the city. In the middle of everything, the stars saw a pickup truck, faint as a distant sun surrounded by a black sea of ever-shifting shadows. Two brothers, the younger, right on the cusp of adulthood, and the other a year older, had spent the last 3 hours stretched out, gazing skyward, quietly hoping for something more than stillness. They watched the stars, and the stars watched them back. Lucas's eyes went wide. I just saw a star disappear. What? A star. It just vanished. I don't believe you. Both men wore dirt-stained bunny hugs and blue jeans. The laces of their scuffed work boots were loosened, the ends hanging unevenly over the tailgate. Crushed beer cans, all that remained of the six-pack stolen from their father's fridge, laid scattered around them. High above, the last fragments of a lazy cloud drifted out of view. The Saskatchewan night sky was now entirely clear, filled with innumerable stars as if somebody had spent an eternity flicking white paint across a black canvas. It disappeared. Lucas placed his hand over his chest. I swear on my life. Yours too. Logan reached out and gently punched his brother. Don't go betting my life on your BS. I was looking at that exact star for about 5 minutes. What's that got to do with anything? I'm just saying I was focused is all. Where was it then? Lucas pointed up to a small patch of space, his finger settling somewhere between the Little Dipper and what might have been a distant planet. Right about there, I think. You saw a star disappear and you're not even sure where it was? Lucas shrugged. It was somewhere around those parts. I think you're joshing me. Are you joshing me? I wouldn't do that. Is this like that time you told me that hunting dog winked at you? He did wink at me. No way a German short-haired pointer winked at you. I told you already, it was a German wire-haired pointer. He looked right at me. How else is something supposed to wink at you? Looked right at me, right in my eyes, tipped his head, and winked. You're full of shit. He smiled at me, too. Next you're going to tell me the chickens talk to you. I talk to them sometimes. They don't talk back. You've got one hell of imagination there, little brother. Logan coughed into his elbow, cleared his throat. Stars don't just disappear, though. This one did. I saw it stand up and walk right across the sky. Did it disappear, or did it walk off? Both, I guess. Must have closed the door behind itself, too, because after it wandered off, it just went dark all of a sudden. Now I know you're fucking with me. Word of honor. I've never seen anything like it, a star walking across the sky like that. Where do you think it was going? Wherever stars go when they up and walk away, I guess. Why didn't you say something when it started walking? It happened too fast. By the time I could find the words, it was already gone. Logan let out a deep sigh. But why would a star do that? Maybe that's what stars do, like birds flying south for winter. Maybe they go south, come back in spring. Maybe they do. Which way do you think is south for a star? Which way did you say that star walked off? Lucas traced his finger across the same patch of sky. That way. I guess that's south then. A flock of noisy Canada geese flew overhead. Their V formation was like the hull of an icebreaker cutting through the endless expanse, breaking off chunks of space that drifted in its wake. The frantic honking faded into the night, leaving the world more silent than it was before. Lucas breathed in the cool autumn air, wondering how much fresher it might be high up in the sky. Makes me sort of jealous. They're a lot closer to it all than we are. I think the view is a lot nicer from down here. What a life, to be a star. Could you imagine? Stars don't have lives. Of course they do. Maybe not like ours, but they do. I'm supposed to believe that like I'm supposed to believe that star walks south, eh? That's right. The moon looks nice. I believe that. The moon sat plainly in the sky, a thin yellow crescent surrounded by pinpoints of pale light, each bigger and brighter than the moon could ever be. The brothers stayed quiet for a time, each wondering where a star might go for winter. Both pairs of eyes stayed locked in the sky, like the answer to the question might be found there. A yawn bounced back and forth, until both brothers were teary-eyed and drowsy under the blanket of night. It was getting late, but neither wanted to be the first to acknowledge it. Logan blinked, trying to shake off sleep. There ain't nothing out there for a star but darkness. That's what I think. Darkness or nothingness? What's the difference? Darkness, I guess. Well, the way I see it, darkness is the absence of light. That's still something, even if it doesn't count for much. Nothingness is, well, nothing. That's what I think is out there. What's beyond the stars? A whole lot of nothing. You lost me. Logan crossed his arms over his chest. I always knew you'd get too smart for us. Yeah, right. You think I'm lying? No, I don't know. It's not a lie, but it's like how you knew the Rough Riders were going to win the Grey Cup last year. It's not a lie, it's just not true. That's a whole lot of words just to call me a liar. Why do you care? I care because I'm serious, Lucas. I always said that one of these days you'd start speaking a different language, something none of us could understand. Eventually you'd get tired of no one knowing what the hell you're talking about, and you'd just up and leave, like that walking star. I've been saying that for years, but nobody listens to me. I'm not going anywhere. One of us has got to make it out of here. I'd miss it all too much if I left. You'll get over that. For a long while, the barley shifting in the wind was the only sound to break the silence. Lucas's voice fell to a faint whisper. I listen. Yeah, I know you do. This time the silence that followed was comfortable, familiar. Logan cleared his throat. Do you really think it's all nothingness out there? I don't know. Seems like it. What a fucking waste. Lucas knew his brother had more to say, so he waited for the rest. You know, one day this is all going to be mine. All these fields of barley, all the cows, all your talking chickens and winking dogs, too. For the first time in hours, Logan's eyes left the stars, moving down to the horizon, to where the fields of grain seemed to stretch as far across the earth as the stars did across the sky. Listen, Lucas, this is my place. I'll live and die on this farm, right under these same stars. But you, little brother, if you're still here this time next year, wasting your life stealing beers and watching stars, I'll kick your goddamn ass. You belong somewhere far away. Yeah? Where's that? There. Lucas pointed up at the empty space where the star once was. You belong up there with those walking stars. So you admit it walked off then? Shit, it might have. Logan reached out and patted his little brother on the chest. I'm gonna miss this when you're gone. Lucas took his brother's outstretched hand in his and squeezed hard. Me too. I guess we should probably get going. Lucas looked at his brother. Let's just watch the stars for just a little longer. Yeah, all right. Just for a little longer. The wind picked up and shook the barley in a bittersweet symphony that carried far up into space. Hearing the music made of wind and barley, a star gazed past the endless darkness, the far-off planets and the crescent moon, past the lazy clouds and the birds flying south, to two brothers, a few feet apart, but closer than they'd ever been. When the star knew the brothers were looking right back at it, it winked, stood up, and slowly walked across the sky. It opened the door to the great beyond and passed through. Gently closing the door behind it, the star disappeared from their sight.